Hi, everyone. This is Candace Estes with Autism One Radio. Today, my guest is Dr. Billy DeMoss. Hi, Billy.
Good morning, Candace.
It's great talking to you today. I've been a big fan of CalJam, and I try to always get there. Dr. DeMoss is coming to Autism One this year. The date is May 23rd through the 27th. I'm sorry,
yeah.
Billy?
I'm very fired up about being there.
So you're going to talk on Friday
cool.
the 25th.
Okay.
I have a couple of questions for you today.
Okay.
So let's talk about CalJam. How did you get started with that, and how long has it been going on?
This is going to be our 12th year this year, and it was kind of an extension of what we were doing on a smaller level with the Dead Chiropractic Society, where we would have, 100 people at my office once a month on Wednesday nights. And we came up with the idea of doing a philosophy seminar for chiropractors and not only offer them a great, great list of speakers on great topics within chiropractic philosophy, but also get them continuing education units for that. And then it's kind of more from just being a chiropractic event now more into just an event which really pushes human potential, health, nutrition, definitely has an anti-vax prong to it. It's just basically an extension of my inner beliefs, but also just promoting the truth. I mean, like we were talking before, I mean, you and I understand what's going on. It's not rocket science. And my objectives are to just create awareness and then empower people and then push them to take action to really change consciousness so we can change the direction of the way things are going on the planet. And then what we did is we just brought music into it. And a lot of time in the very beginning, I had a lot of naysayers saying, this will never work, or why would you bring music to an event? And I'm thinking to myself, why not? I mean, I love music because music to me, it has a lot of healing potential, but it also, it's invigorating to me, but also it just creates anchors for people. Like when you hear songs of CalJam, when you hear it again sometime in the future, it will always bring you back to that moment where you were at CalJam and rekindle some of that juices that you got from being at the event. So, and plus I love music. I mean, to me, surfing, music, snowboarding, and of course at the top of the whole thing is chiropractic. It's just, those are things that I'm passionate about, and that's what's driven me to create one of the biggest, coolest events in human health and chiropractic in the world. So it's awesome.
It is awesome. So tell us about the chiropractic philosophy if our listeners haven't heard. Would you please explain that?
All right. Well, that's probably one of the biggest misconceptions people have about chiropractic. Again, not all chiropractors think the way I do. The way I think is what I think what most people are looking for. Like I just spoke at David Wolf's event, Longevity, and I said, you guys can eat all the superfoods you want and, eat all the mushrooms and all the different things you do, but if your nervous system's a mess and you've got subluxation or nerve interference, you're still never going to use all those nutrients and superfoods to the maximum amount that you could. So, everybody gets the exercise thing, the nutrition thing. You have to have proper sleep. I'm big on teaching people they should also detox. They should also be big into grounding. All those things are going to potentiate a higher level expression of your innate potential to be healthy. But the one where everybody drops the ball is they don't get the chiropractic thing. They think, well, why would I go to a chiropractor if I don't have pain? Because I hear that all the time. Well, I feel fine. Well, I care how you feel, but it's not, I mean, you might feel great, you could drop dead from a heart attack or be riddled with cancer, you don't even know it. So what I try to teach people is chiropractic removes nerve interference through this thing. It's like a cavity to a dentist. It's called the subluxation. And when your spine is out of alignment, whether it's from the very beginning, like I'm going to talk about with autism, from birth trauma to everything that every insult you've had, whether it was a microtrauma from bad posture sitting your whole life, or things like macro traumas, like sports injuries, your spine has the possibility of being misaligned from these traumas. And then when you have misalignment in the spine, it not only causes misalignment, but it restricts the mobility in those vertebral joints, which not only causes interference to the nerve roots that come out at those levels, but also causes interference to brain function, like we're learning through all the current research that we're doing. So to me, chiropractic is a way of, I call it kind of a biohack that people don't understand. I feel everybody on the planet could benefit from chiropractic. It's just, again, we've been, just like cannabis, like we were talking about, it's been vilified because if everybody knew the truth about chiropractic, we could literally empty hospitals. We could really get people to live at a higher level. We get people off of drugs. And, I mean, I'm not saying it's a cure-all. What I'm saying is that the body it created you, like I say this all the time, dudes, it's like your body created you from a sperm cell and an egg cell, and it took those two cells, and 75 trillion cells later, your body created this miracle of life. It knows what the F it's doing. It's just that you have been taught that you need all this stuff from outside in to make you healthy, when in reality, everything's already packaged in your DNA for you to express health. But many times, through traumas, through bad chemistry, through toxic thought, we create disharmony in the body. And that's where we get disease. We don't get sick because germs get us. We don't get sick because of bad luck. We get sick because our lifestyle sucks. And all chiropractic is just another component and spoke in the wheel to promote health. And it's like, we don't cure shit as chiropractors. What we do is remove an interference, which allows the body to express at a higher potential. And then the body has the capacity to better heal itself. So it's that simple for me.
So you can work with people with ADHD, people with vaccine injury. You're not afraid to work on people with autism.
Right. Because I know that from a chiropractic adjustment and then teaching people how to eat and then teaching people how to exercise and doing spinal rehab, and I'm big on hyperbaric, I'm big on cannabis, using all those things are going to upregulate, not beyond normal levels, but it's going to take your body that might be expressing at 75% of its potential and raise it up to 90%, 95%. And then when your body has a higher potential of expression of itself, using every thread of its DNA to express a higher level, it will heal itself from everything from a hangnail to cancer. So, again, I don't take credit for the healing, but I don't take the blame when it doesn't happen. I just want people to understand that we live in a society where all we do is we have a problem and we take a drug to cover it up. And we have zero faith in the body's innate potential to be healthy, and that's why, you know, we've been programmed from the very beginning to care these kids. It's not even birth anymore. It's fetal extractions through the whole birth process, which is super traumatic, and that's what I'm going to talk about a lot of Autism 1. But then we've been brainwashed to think that we weren't created in the likeness and image of God, and then we start sticking needles full of all these just horrific chemicals that we would never eat, but for some reason, because it's in a vial and it's injected into a human being, i.e. via a vaccine, we've been brainwashed to accept this bullshit. And again, my objective is if you want that stuff, go for it, but don't make the rest of us that have educated ourselves on the truth about this stuff be subject to the same things that you're using to poison not only yourself, but your children. And to me, it's like you and I were talking before, it's blatantly obvious to us that autism is vaccine injury, along with all the other things that these children are suffering from, whether it's asthma, allergies, ADD, ADHD. So what I do is it's not like I treat any of those conditions. I just work allowing that child to express at a higher potential so it has a better potential, so that child has a better potential to heal itself.
Yeah, you know, they try to make us feel like we're not good enough, that we weren't born perfect, and we need all these vaccines, and we need all this medication, we need all this. And they're actually turning people into hypochondriacs. They're never good enough. So, you know, they got to go out and get a boob job. Facelift, vaccines. They have to take all these medicines.
You know, I just watched that video of Take Your Pills where half these kids in college are now, you know, taking Adderall just to study and to get better grades. And, I mean, we were talking earlier. We came from it's no different than speed or coke. It's what it is. It's speed, dude. I mean, we've really taken all these different drugs, whether it's, you know, we have the opiate epidemic, with it's heroin, dude. Okay, what we're doing is we're packaging it different, and we're selling the same crap that is creates the same response in the body. I mean, I tell people, it's speed, and it goes to the same brain, whether you snort it, you smoke it as crack, or you take it in a pill that comes in a bottle that's prescribed by your drug dealing medical doctor. It's the same chemical, and it has the same effects. It has the same potential to destroy human health if it's used in a long term. I mean, again, I mean, taking Adderall once in a while, I don't think it's going to kill anybody. Again, I don't do it. I don't need it, obviously. But, again, what we're seeing is just the overall global assault, and you and I talked about this before, and we won't go down that rabbit hole, but it just lowers people's expression. It lowers intelligence. It lowers IQ. It decreases your capacity to lead a healthy life because we've been brainwashed by this outside-in philosophy. We've been brainwashed by a paradigm of medicine, which has trained us that we need all these different drugs and chemicals to live a healthy lifestyle. And when you and I know the truth, we know that God created this perfect. All we need to do is work congruently with our genetics, and we will express health. But we've been so brainwashed the other direction that people have zero faith in their own health. And what I try to do is reestablish that health and faith in their and hope in a person and give them just an alternative to the hammer and nail perspective that if it's, you know, you got a symptom, you hammer it with a drug, and if the drugs don't work, then you cut the organs out. Again, that's what we've been, and then if you got cancer, you're going to get chemo and you're going to get radiation, all the bullshit that doesn't work and it never will work because it doesn't address the true problem,
right?
Which is just a lack of potential in that body that's not being expressed because it's been downregulated by all the bullshit that we do.
Yeah, it's a slow poisoning of the population. Yeah. So, you know, you told me that you have hyperbaric in your office, and you have a product line, innatehemp.com.
Right.
Tell us about that.
All right, hyperbaric. I buy stuff for me. You know, it's like I wanted to really – I'm into prevention, so I want to do things now that I can really help, because I don't want to be one of the people when I get older that I don't know who I am or I can't remember my name or any of that. So I know that I'm a big proponent in teaching people about all the geoengineering that's going on. Literally, our skies are being poisoned every day. And again, if you think that's a conspiracy, that's just because you haven't looked, you haven't done the research, or you're just either blind or you're in pure denial. So my objective with the hyperbaric is just to enrich my body with oxygen at a higher level, because I also know that the oxygen in our air has been incrementally decreased a lot since the dawn of the Industrial Revolution, and not to mention that we've devastated half the planet's forest, which is, you know, I tell people it's like we lost one of the lungs. We don't respire at the same level anymore. So I just bought it as a tool to help, you know, my brain, also oxygenating tissues and preventing cancer. Again, I'm not using it as a treatment to treat something. I'm using it as a health aid, just like I do superfoods and I do, you know, reishi mushrooms and cordyceps. But I also look at hemp as the same way. If it will take stage 3 and 4 cancer and kill cancer cells in many cases and in many testimonials that we've seen, especially in my own office but also on the internet, why wouldn't you take cannabis as a way to prevent cancer? Or if you know it has neuroregenerative properties, why wouldn't you take it for your brain health? And it's neuroprotective. There's a patent, U.S. patent, that shows that it's a great anti-inflammatory. Why would you take fish oil when you could take, you know, hemp oil or CBD oil, which will do way more, in my opinion, than fish? And plus, I'm not into killing fish if I can just use a plant that will do the same thing with even more beneficial side effects. So to me, I don't look at it, and again, it's been vilified for the same reason chiropractic was vilified and ostracized. And again, the American Medical Association had goals to not only contain chiropractic but eliminate it, because they want to control, they want to monopolize health care. They don't want people healthy. They want people sick. That's what I understand about parents. Why would the pharmaceutical cartel, the drug cartel, you know, want your kids healthy? I mean, you trust this corrupt industry with your newborn child. Why would you allow them to mandate vaccines that are going to go into your child when we know on the back end it's created all the allergies and the asthmas and the things that they – and then they sell all their friggin' drugs for to treat all the symptoms of those things. And again, they never even address the real cause of why your kid has asthma or ear infections or allergies or ADD or all the things that are caused by vaccines. So it's like, here, we got a drug, the vaccines that you're going to inject in your kids. It's going to make them all sick, and then we sell all the drugs on the back end to treat all these diseases. And at the same time, we create a lower IQ, a child that's not going to reach his potential on an intellectual basis, IQ quotient, because of the fact that they've been injected with neurotoxins, allergens, and also carcinogens, which is a whole other issue. The carcinogens.
Yeah, autoimmune disease down the line.
Oh, it's just like what?
Just messing with the whole body systems, all of it.
And for me, it's like, what can't you see, man? I mean, it's like so blatantly obvious to me. And again, it all comes back to me. I have more faith in my own body and in the DNA that's in my body than all the bullshit that's been, you know, pushed down, rammed down our throats from the day that we're born, where we have no faith in our body anymore. We need all these drugs. We need all these vaccines. And again, I just come back, dude, I have faith in God, and I have faith in what he gave me. And I'm going to work with the potential that's in there by eating super clean, exercising, of course, getting adjusted, which is paramount. If you want to live at a higher level, you need a chiropractor. If for whatever reason you have your aversions to it, or you have these phobias, or you still think it's like, you know, chiropractors are quacks, it's just because you've been programmed and brainwashed to believe that. But chiropractic is an amazing tool if you want to express a higher level of health. And you look at, like, they use it for racehorses, man, to get that performance. Why wouldn't you want the same thing for your body? But again, people don't want to spend the money, but they'll spend the money when they get sick on all the crap that even makes them even sicker. It's just, to me, it's a cheap investment in your health, but it's also just one of the things that really will magnify not only your health, but your potential to just live an amazing life. And again, to me, I don't get it, but that's one of my visions with CalJam. That's one of my visions about getting outside of the chiropractic profession and doing talks like Autism One and Truth About Cancer and Longevity and RadFest. I want people to understand what we do as chiropractors, you know. It's everyone gets it. You go to a dentist to take care of your teeth. You go to a chiropractor to maintain your spine, which protects your nervous system, which controls every other system in your body. And in the future, everyone that wants to live a healthier lifestyle will have some type of practitioner that practices chiropractic about retraining posture, because it's all about posture, but it's also about keeping the spine flexible and mobile and keeping it healthy. Because what happens to people is their posture goes south, and then when their posture goes south, their spine degenerates. And when your spine degenerates, it encroaches the nervous system, the nerve roots, and the spinal cord. And so the farther your posture goes south and the more degeneration you have in your spine, the faster you die. That's the reality. That's the truth. That's in the literature. That's been proven scientifically. So again, people like, well, why would I go to a chiropractor? I don't have pain. Well, that's just like saying, why would I eat healthy? I don't have cancer. I mean, when I hear people say stupid stuff like that, and it's not stupid, it's just because they don't understand. I just try to remind them that that's not what chiropractic's about. But that's what we've been pigeonholed to be, the back pain specialist or the neck pain specialist, which we do an amazing job with that in a non-drug therapeutic way. But that's not what we do. That's just one of the side benefits that, you know, when you get adjusted and if you have pain, that pain's going to go away in the majority of cases.
Now, Billy, 2 years ago, I was at CalJam, and you had your parents there in the front row. I thought
right.
That was awesome. And you talked about going into their home and clearing out the pantry.
Right.
That's awesome that you help your parents be healthy and educated them on food. And
right.
Do they come frequently to your office and get adjusted?
No, they go to my brothers. All three of my brothers are chiropractors.
Oh, cool.
It's the weed blower outside my window right now, so.
Oh, that's okay. So
yeah,
I'll...
they live in Orange, and my brother practices in Orange. I practice in Newport Beach with my other brother. And
okay, so your office is in Newport Beach,
right?
Okay, and people can just look you up. What's your website?
DeMossChiropractic.com. But just make sure you don't get my brother in Orange if you're looking for me in Newport Beach.
Okay.
My brother, if you live in Orange, then go to see him. It makes more sense, and we're both. Same spirit and the same energy. both have the same philosophies. I mean, I'm not just the back pain doctor. In fact, half my practice is pediatrics. I mean, if you really understand chiropractic, your kids need chiropractic more than you do because their spine is going through its formative stages, developing, man. And if it's out of alignment, it's going to potentiate things like scoliosis. And
yeah, you don't know where the soft tissues are going to be developing. You have to have everything.
Right. And all the nerve roots, you know, if they're impinged or there's interference there, then it can affect organ development. So it's about allowing these kids to, again, develop normally and their spines develop normally so that they have a better potential when they grow up to be healthy. You don't have to wait till you're decrepit and 40 or 50 and you got spinal degeneration to come see a chiropractor. In fact, I just adjusted a day-old baby yesterday. I mean, that's what we do. We remove interference from things like birth trauma, which if people ever watch the birth, it can be sometimes traumatic, especially C-sections, which people think, well, there's no trauma there. Well, have you watched a C-section? It's very traumatic.
Yeah. So tell us about your hemp product line.
Well, I mean, as we were talking about before, you and I are from, I'm a product of the 70s, and I've always had an intimate relationship with cannabis, and I've never understood its vilification. I do understand it now. I didn't understand it at the time. It was because we had all the corporate entities at the time, whether it was the cotton industry or the paper industry, pharmaceutical cartel. It's great. It's a great building product. It creates more biomass. We could really literally probably fuel the planet on hemp oil, and we wouldn't have such a dependence on fossil fuels anymore. So, I mean, I know the plant has huge ramifications not only for human health but also environmental health, and it would also be an economic boon for a lot of, you know, farmers that are probably, we're subsidizing in the Midwest. But I don't want to get into the, I'm just into it because it's like I said earlier, it's got a great potential to help lower inflammation in the body. Just like you take a fish oil, you would, instead of taking fish oil, you would take hemp oil, which would lower inflammation. But at the same time, like I said earlier, it's great as a neuroprotectant, it's great as neuroregenerative, it decreases anxiety, it helps people sleep better. And again, I'm not saying I'm using it to treat anything again. This is where people like to shoot arrows in my back. I'm not using it as an outside in. What it does is it helps balance the body's own inherent endogenous endocannabinoid system. So you have a system in your body called, which was recently discovered in 1997 when they were doing research on THC, which is the psychoactive chemical in it, which gives cannabis a bad rap. But that system in the body, your body creates its own endogenous cannabinoids, but for a multitude of reasons, which I don't have time to get into right now, but basically horrible lifestyle and the fact that we don't have cannabis indigenous and just so prevalent in our environment anymore, we don't ingest enough cannabinoids, so our body's cannabinoid deficient. So in my opinion, what we're doing is we're supplementing that by using cannabis-based plant phytonutrients to balance the endocannabinoid system to push us more into homeostasis. And what I teach people is that the endocannabinoid system, the ECS, really modulates and kind of controls every other system in the body, including the nervous system and immune system. That's why we get such amazing results with it, is because it modulates and balances those systems and creates better harmony. So I look at it as, again, just a superfood that people could utilize, whether you just eat like you grow it here. Like, I mean, it's legal now in California. Where are you at, Candace?
I'm in Santa Maria, Santa Barbara County.
Yeah, you know that we can grow it down in our backyard, which is the way should be. It's a plant. And, you know, I put it in juices. We'll put it on salads. I look at it like it's arugula, dude. I mean, I grow it in my backyard. And it's not because I want to set up and start dealing weed. It's because it's a beautiful plant that has so many, has such a beautiful potential that's been vilified. And again, it's like I was just in Iowa, and I was just amazed by the amount of alcohol these people could drink. And we were having this. Alcohol is really one of the most evil drugs on the planet, not to mention. And I think the real gateway drug, which, you know, they want to pin that on the evil weed. They want to put that on marijuana, man. They want to pin that on cannabis because they want to create that just, you know, reefer madness kind of mentality. That people, it's just like, are you kidding me? But you see what alcohol does to people, and you've seen what the real gateway drug is. The gateway drug is when you're injecting these kids day one with hepatitis B, man, you're teaching that kid subconsciously that he wasn't created perfect and he needs things pumped in from the inside out. And again, you know, people want to say, well, isn't cannabis a drug? No, it's not a drug, dude. It's a superfood. And it will be in the near future when it's recognized for what it is. It will be recognized as the biggest superfood that God has ever put on the planet. And again, you can look at your maca and your cacao and, you know, whatever superfood you want to look at, but there's nothing that even parallels at all the capacity to really improve human health that cannabis can do. And I'm just a huge fan of it, like I said, like I've been for years and never understood why it's been vilified. I mean, my mom used to give me a hard time all the time because, you know, when I was a kid, I smoked a lot of pot. But I was a straight-A student, 4.0. I never got in trouble with the law. I was a good kid. But and then she would point her finger at me for smoking pot as she's drinking her vodka tonic, and I'm going, and smoking her cigarette. I'm going, look at you. I mean, you've got nicotine as an addiction, and she was never addicted. But you see people, you know, well, she's pointing her finger at me for pot, but then she's, you know, using nicotine and cigarettes, and she's drinking alcohol. I go, I mean, you can't call the kettle black. But again, I personally, those two drugs, nicotine and alcohol, are so much more dangerous. Look how many people die a year from just alcohol, and look at what it does with drunk driving and you know, and people can say whatever they want to say. It's just
violence.
Right.
Abuse.
And like you said, you were a bartender. I mean, I had the opportunity to be a bartender once when I was a waiter, and I said, you know, I don't want to get behind the bar and have to deal with all those drunks all night, because it's hard enough dealing with them at the tables when you're waiting tables.
Well, see, that's why I attended bar, because, you know, when you're waiting tables, you know, they can abuse you, and you have to put up with it. When you're a bartender, you don't. So,
right.
You know,
right.
You just throw them out. I mean, no. I would
right.
be very diplomatic. But, so, people can download the CalJam app. We can take a look at your n8hemp.com.
Right. There's things that, like, I brought this up on Facebook yesterday. Is it okay? You know, because a lot of times chiropractors want to shoot me in the back because I'm a mixer, you know, and that's why I was asking about Sherman College and all that stuff. Is because I like to employ other things other than chiropractic. I think people should eat healthy. I mean, that's not rocket science. And I mean, I walk my talk on this stuff. I eat mostly plant-based, mostly raw, do all the superfoods, I do all the mushrooms, I do everything to express at a higher level. I'm going to be 60 years old. And again, I say it all the time. Hey, put your money where your mouth is, pal. Let's go surfing with me for like 6 hours and see how you hold it. Let's go helicopter skiing, dude. I'm in friggin' amazing shape. I'm in the best shape I've ever been in my life. It's like, you should walk your talk, you know? You got people that want to, like, say shit about me. Well, let's take your shirt off and let me see your friggin' ripped abs. And that's what I do at Cal. I mean, I strip every year at Cal Gym. I'm going to strip at Cal Gym every year until I'm not in the physical shape. It makes me, and it's not that I need that as a motivation, but I just show people that you, like at age 60, and I'm even thinking about this, is starting a blog about, yeah, there's life after 60 years old. I still do everything that I did when I was 16 years old. My freaking testosterone's still through the roof because I do things that are congruent to my genes working at a higher level. And one of the main things that I do is I get adjusted regularly. I get adjusted 3 times a week. And I know that may sound excessive to some people, but I like to look at myself as a freaking finely tuned, I'll say Ferrari. You could be a Prius if you want. I don't care. But the thing is, if you want to be a race car in this world, then there's a lot of things that you need to do to get at a higher level. And for me, chiropractic is my biggest biohack that I utilize. So I'm big on water, too. I also have water systems that we sell. The number one way we're being poisoned is through your water. I mean, to me, I never drink tap water. I never drink water in restaurants. I never use ice cubes. And again, there's things I'm not going to get away from. I know they wash all their vegetables in toxic chlorine, fluoride water that's also loaded with all kinds of different pharmaceuticals. So, like, if you got a kid with autism, I'll talk about that. You got to clean up the toxicity, and you got to make sure they're, you know, eating gluten free. It's not gluten free; it's just glyphosate free. And you got to get them, you know, not using dairy products that are all toxic. Again, if the cow's eating soybeans, the glyphosate, you're getting the same glyphosate. You know what I'm saying? So you got to make sure proteins, if you eat, you know, animal products, you got to make sure that those animals were raised congruent to their genetics and not eating a bunch of super toxic food. But also, I just try to get people to understand one of the most important appliances you have in your house would probably be one, a refrigerator, and two would be clean water for you and your family that you not only drink, but I'm also, if you're bathing in chlorinated water, like everybody's all, oh, the microbiome and dysbiosis and, you know, wheat belly and, you know, grain brain and all this stuff. It's like, but nobody ever talks about the friggin' elephant that's sitting on your couch smoking a cigar in your living room. It's like, when you're drinking chlorinated water, you're killing your gut flora. That's why they put chlorine in your water. And when you're bathing in chlorinated water, your skin is your biggest organ. You absorb all that chlorine, and you can eat all the probiotics you want, but until you stop destroying your own microbiome, and not only your microbiome, all the organisms that are growing on your skin and every part of your body that are living there symbiotically with you. So I'm very passionate about bringing people clean water. So we have drinking water systems, we have shower filters, we have whole house systems and you can go to innatewater.com there to learn about more about that. And again, the thing is, you've got to make stuff that's affordable for people too, and that's what I've done. I try to bring a line of just, it's no frills. It doesn't have, like, you know, you see these machines, I won't mention the name, but it starts with a kangaroo. These machines are upwards of $5,000, but they've got a lot of buzzers and whistles and a lot of things in it and that I feel that you don't need. But at the same time, I feel our system's even better because it gets all the fluoride out, which is just another neurotoxin. Not fluoride, it's fluorosilic acid, which is a byproduct, a waste product of aluminum manufacturing and fertilizer production that they can't dump in the streams and they can't dump in the oceans because of the environmental impacts. But for some reason, we've been sold that it's healthy for your teeth, you know. But what it does is it calcifies your pineal gland, which is the seed of your creative seed, and it's also your third eye, so you can see through all the bullshit that's being thrown at you every day. So it's important.
It's where we connect to source.
Right.
Okay, Billy, I'm going to wrap it up.
Good. I want to go surfing.
A little bit long, but your presentation is called Balancing the Neurological System with Chiro. That's your presentation on Friday at Autism One. I can't wait to see it.
What time am I speaking? No?
You are going to be, let's see, Friday, 1:30 to 2:30.
Perfect. You bring him in right after, man, when they're in that wheat stupor and I'll blow their mind.
You'll bring him up. I mean, that's what we love about you, your energy, your passion.
Right, and people won't want to miss me because it's like, whether you love me or hate me, the thing is, I'm a guy that shakes shit up, you know, and I'm a guy that, you know what I mean?
Well, I am too, you know. I was out there on Earth Day talking about chemtrails and vaccines and fluoride.
Right.
I mean, I was out there for 2 days. So, and, you know, they'll throw eggs at you, they'll get aggressive, they'll call you names.
They just can't ignore you, you know what I'm saying? But it's the crazy ones that change the world, man, and that's what we're going to do, whether they like it or not.
It's time to sound the alarm. So,
yep.
Billy, I'm gonna greet you at the door. I can't wait to meet you. I can't wait to see you.
And I want to get a big hug.
Oh, absolutely. So, everybody come to Autism One 2018 Conference. We are at the Westin Lombard Yorktown Center, Lombard, Illinois. We've got May 23rd through the 27th. Get your tickets now. We got the dynamic Dr. Billy DeMoss, chiropractor. He's coming. We're in. Love you, Billy. Thank you. Thank you for all that
you
do. And thank you for your passion.
All right. Rock and roll.
You be well. Thank you.
Thank you. All right. Going surfing. Over now.